Welcome to part 19, slang that is so common it's barely even slang. All of them are fire, and you could hear them every day in the U.S. Fire means awesome, cool, or high quality. You can use this about literally anything. That pizza was fire. This movie is fire. His acting is fire. By the way, the opposite of fire would be trash or garbage. Low quality. Politics is trash. The sidewalks in Mexico are trash. Sorry, Mexico, but you know I'm right. Binge watching means watching several episodes in a series, one right after the other. If you find a series that you really love on Netflix, you might wait until your day off so you can binge watch the whole thing. You could also binge watch any movie series. You want to come over and binge Harry Potter with me? This word binge just means to indulge in something, like do a lot of it at one time. You could binge something or binge on something. You can use it with alcohol, with movies, with food. I binge on chocolate when I'm depressed. You can binge anything that you can consume, even media or information. So this word is very versatile. A hack is a simple tip that's supposed to help you do something common, like more easily. If you have a lot of debt, there are some debt hacks that you could use. One is that you pay down the debt with the highest interest rates first. You could have a hack for anything. A life hack is usually some trick or tip that helps you solve a minor problem. Here are some examples of life hacks. Use the sticky side of a post-it note to clean your keyboard. Put the sugar bowl in a larger bowl full of water to keep the ants out. Put your phone in a cup to make the volume louder. A hack job is different. A hack job means that the job was done quickly and badly. Similarly, when hack is used to describe a person, he's not a professional mechanic, he's just a hack. It means they're not good at their job. They're not professional. The articles he writes are all copied from others. He's really just a hack pretending to be a journalist. So a hack is a tip or a technique. A person who is a hack is someone who doesn't really know how to do their job. They're not professional. And a hack job is a job that's done poorly. A hack to avoid hitting snooze in the morning is to put your phone all the way across the room so that you have to get up out of bed and walk to turn your phone off. By the way, we say to hit snooze or just to snooze your alarm when you stop it temporarily so it'll go off again in a few minutes. Notice that the phrasal verb for this alarm is go off. The alarm goes off. How many times does your alarm go off before you get out of bed? I get out of bed as soon as the alarm goes off. My alarm went off at 5, but I snoozed it. Sometimes if I get up too early, I'm still half asleep. Half asleep is exactly what it sounds like. You are too tired to function. You're not totally awake yet. I didn't hear any noises last night. I was dead to the world. Another way to say this is dead to the world. So dead to the world can have two meanings. It can mean that you're in a very deep sleep. Or it can just mean that you are so tired that you're not functioning properly. You can't even pay attention to what's going on around you. If I don't get enough sleep at night, the next day I will be dead to the world. I am damn near broke. So damn near is an informal way to say really close or almost. He damn near broke his neck means he almost broke his neck. She damn near had a mental breakdown. She almost had a mental breakdown. As we learned in the lesson about time, just about also means almost. So dinner's just about ready is dinner's almost ready. I'm just about ready to leave. I'm almost ready to leave. I'm just about broke. I'm damn near broke. I'm almost broke. He just about broke his neck, but it's no biggie. No biggie is another way to say no big deal, which means no problem. Don't worry about it. Calm down. It's no big deal. We often use this as a response when someone says, I'm sorry. Ooh, I'm so sorry I broke the glass. Oh, it's no big deal. Don't worry about it. We can also use no sweat to mean the same thing. No sweat means no problem. No sweat can also mean it's easy. It's no trouble. Sorry I was late to class. No sweat. Don't sweat it means the same thing.
Could you give me a ride to the airport?
Sure thing, don't sweat it. So, no problem. No biggie. No big deal. No worries. No sweat. Don't sweat it. No trouble. These are all ways to reassure someone that whatever it is that they're asking you to do is easy. It's no trouble for you, and it's not any inconvenience. You are more than halfway through this course. Kudos to you. Kudos means something like congratulations. He donates to charity because he is looking for kudos. Kudos to her for losing 50 pounds. In the next lesson, we're going to talk about strange and ridiculous behavior.